The high elbow front crawl is a core freestyle technique that turns swimming from an arm-driven paddle into a full-body propulsion system. The central idea is simple. Keep the elbow higher than the hand through recovery and the underwater phase to improve hydrodynamics, reduce drag, and protect the shoulder. A small technical error can cost a lot. Dropping the elbow by only 2 inches can reduce swimming power by up to 30%. That is why the high elbow position matters. It creates a better water grip, improves body alignment, and lets larger muscle groups do the work. The main muscles involved are the latissimus dorsi and trapezius for propulsive force, the deltoids and rotator cuff for shoulder positioning, and the serratus anterior and pectorals for pulling and body rotation. The benefits are enhanced propulsion, reduced shoulder strain, and better hydrodynamics. For long-distance swimmers, that combination is especially valuable because it lowers joint stress while increasing efficiency. Start with the entry. The hand should enter between the head centerline and shoulder width, roughly at the 11 and 1 o'clock positions. The thumb leads, the palm faces slightly down and outward, and the fingers should be about 1/8 inch apart. The shoulder moves forward as the hand enters, and the torso rotates slightly toward that side. Enter the arm at a shallow 10 to 15 degree angle, like a blade in a dive. Keep the forearm relaxed and aligned with the hand, so the fingertips, hand, wrist, and forearm act as one unit. Common entry mistakes include crossing the hand over the midline, entering with a clawed or cupped hand, using a wavy wrist, entering too close to the head, and relaxing the hand too much after entry. A useful mental image is reaching over an imaginary barrel just below the surface. That helps set up the high elbow catch. The catch is where the stroke becomes effective. The goal is an early vertical forearm position. The hand and forearm should act as one firm paddle, with the fingertips pointing toward the pool bottom to create maximum surface area. Keep the elbow higher than the wrist and hand. The upper arm stays near the surface, the elbow stays about 90 degrees bent, and it should not drop below shoulder level. The catch should be slower than the rest of the underwater stroke, like setting an anchor before accelerating. Press the water backward, not down. A practical drill is to hold paddles over the top without straps. This helps maintain a firm wrist and encourages proper elbow height. The emphasis is precision, not raw power. Good form builds the coordination and strength needed for efficient freestyle. The pull phase converts the catch into forward motion. The latissimus dorsi is the primary power generator. The pectorals add forward drive, the teres major supports the movement, and the triceps finish the stroke. Effective pulling requires progressive acceleration. Start with a firm catch, then gradually increase hand speed, with maximum effort in the middle of the pull. The movement should feel smooth and controlled, like pressing a car accelerator. Distance per stroke improves when pressure is maintained throughout the pull. Swimmers need to hold the water longer rather than simply move the arms faster. The hand and forearm should maintain the same surface area during the pull, creating a strong impulse of force. Stroke counting can help monitor efficiency, but the goal is to balance stroke length and rate without sacrificing power. The key takeaways are clear. First, keep the elbow high. It is one of the most important factors in freestyle efficiency. Second, enter the hand accurately in front of the shoulder with a relaxed but aligned forearm. Third, establish an early vertical forearm catch so the hand and forearm work as one paddle. Fourth, press the water backward, not down, to create forward momentum. Fifth, use the back muscles, not just the arms, to generate power. Sixth, accelerate smoothly through the pull and maintain pressure for longer distance per stroke. Seventh, practice one element at a time. Use drills and cues such as forearm as a paddle, reach over a barrel, and kick from the hip. The high elbow concept can also benefit other competitive strokes, including butterfly, breaststroke, and backstroke, because it increases the effective surface area used to pull against the water. Overall, the high elbow front crawl is not a minor technical detail. It is a foundational skill that improves speed, efficiency, endurance, and injury prevention when practiced consistently.